Well, good evening. How are you tonight?
大家晚上好，下午好。
Good, good, good. I'm glad you're a spirited bunch here this evening. I want to tell you a little story before I jump into tonight's message.
我真是很高兴在这个下午这个时间跟大家能够见面。在我开始正道之前，我有一个小的故事跟大家说。
A number of weeks ago, I took our two-year-old Emily to the doctors.
大家在不久以前，我带我的两岁的女儿去看医生。
And the doctor was just going through his checklist of things that he needed to ask me. He was testing to see if she really was on the spectrum of some special needs or anything like that. It's kind of a normal procedure.
在看医生的时候，这医生就有一个这样的检查的表，就一项项的勾，看她的身体的发育各个方面有没有什么问题，这一个很正常的一个检查。
Emily, because she's two, she's been to the doctors a number of times for just routine visits, and she's grown accustomed to not really liking going to the doctors.
因为 Emily 大概已经两岁了，所以她已经去看过好几次的医生，但是慢慢的已经发现她不是很喜欢去看医生，但是她也有点习惯了。
And so the doctor was going down through this checklist. I had Emily on my lap, and he was going down through this checklist, and he'd ask this question and that question, and he got to the couple of the questions. One of them was, do you find that she has any trouble understanding words?
那个时候呢 ，Emily 就坐在我的腿上，这个医生就一项项的这样去问我问题，然后把它勾住、勾起来。然后其中他就问到了一个问题，是说 Emily 能听我的话，听家长的话有没有什么困难
？And do you find that she has trouble at all understanding or communicating?
那医生就问说Emily 有没有困难能够是不是听不懂大人的话，或者是跟大人交流有没有什么问题
？And during that question.That he had for me, Emily broke into the middle of his sentence and question and said, I really don't need a doctor.
就在问那个问题的时候 ，Emily 在那个时候插话了。她说，其实我真的是不需要一个医生。
And the doctor looked at me and he said, Dad, did she just say I really don't need a doctor?
那个时候那个医生听到了以后就对我说，哈。做爸爸的，他刚才 Emily 是不是说我不需要一个医生
？And I said, "Yep," and that was it.
我说是的，那个检查就结束了。
He checked the rest of the boxes off, and we were just about done from there.
他把后面的每一项都勾好了，然后我们就可以离开了。
Well, tonight we're not going to talk about did Emily really say that, but we're going to talk about did Jesus really say that?
那今天晚上我们不是要讨论很多关于 Emily 所说的话，我们今天晚上的题目是耶稣真的说过这样的话吗？
And last time I spoke to you and tonight and over the coming months, we're going to be looking at some controversial and challenging statements that Jesus made during his ministry.
在上一个月和这个月和在接下来的几个月当中，我们的系列正道里面，我们会看一看主耶稣在他的侍奉当中所说到的一些有争议性或者有挑战性的话。
And tonight what I want us to do is I want us to look at one of those statements as our foundational passage. So we're actually going to look at two passages tonight, but our foundational passage, and I want to invite you to turn to Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. If you don't have a Bible, it's on the back of your bulletin here tonight.
那今天我们要读两段经文，其中第一段经文是在马太福音的七章十五到二十节，这是我们今天正道所要，我们今天正道要根据这段经文而来。
Now, once you have found Matthew chapter 7, okay, I want to encourage you to go to the book of Jude, because that's where the message is going to come out of here this evening.
那我们看了要读这个马太福音的第七章十五到二十节以外，我们还要来看一下犹大书，这是我们今天经文，我们今天正道所要讨论的经文。
Okay, so raise your hand once you have Matthew and Jude.
大家举一个手，如果你两卷书都打开了的话。
Okay, there's six.We have a whole lot more people to get there. 7, 8. All right, I got you 9. All right, we're close enough here. Let's read Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. And again, this is our foundational passage for controversial things that Jesus said.
那我们要读的是马太福音第五章十五到二十节，这段是有关于耶稣所说的一些有争议性的话或者有挑战性的话。
Here's what he said beginning in verse 15. He says, watch out.For false prophets.
他十五节这样说道，你们要防备假先知。
He says they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Can you see the image that he's trying to depict here? The sweet, innocent sheep coming to us, but inwardly there's this deception, this ferociousness in the wolf.
不知道大家能不能看到这样一幅图面？来的这假先知，他们外面是好像是披着羊皮，是很无辜的羊，但是一面却是残暴的狼。
He says in verse 16, "By their fruit you will recognize them." Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
十六节，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢？
Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
好树不能结坏果子，坏树也不能结好果子。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
凡不能结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。所以凭着他们的果子我们就可以认出他们来。
Let's pray tonight.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
God, we come before you tonight as we break open the word of God.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们打开你的话语。
This is your word.
这是主，这是你的话语。
It's been inspired by you.
主，这是你感动我们的话语。
To many people over thousands of years.
你在过去千年里面真的是激励了很多的人。
And God, I pray that the words that have been inspired by you then would connect with us tonight.
主，我们真是求你从你那来的话语能够跟我们有所连接。
And I pray God tonight that as we look at this idea of false teachers and false profession or false prophets that you would speak clearly into our heart and our mind tonight.
主，我们真是求你到我们今天晚上来讨论关于假师傅假先知的话题的时候，主你的灵亲自的对我们的心来说话。
So God, I pray that you would anoint my tongue and my lips and our ears to hear tonight.
主，求你来膏我们的口，膏我们的嘴唇，也求你膏我们的耳朵。
And we love you in your name. Amen.
我们爱你，用奉主的名祷告。 Amen.
All right.So tonight we're going to be doing something a little different with our passage here in Jude. And so again, if you have your Bibles open or the backside of your bulletin, I want to encourage you to read along there with us. And what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be reading a passage for you, and then we'll be stopping along the way, so that I can make some comments, about the passage.
今天晚上我们的做法会稍微有点点不一样。我们鼓励大家跟我们一起来查考一下犹大书如果大家可以用自己的圣经，也可以用周报后面的印出来的经文来跟我们一起来学习这本犹大书。在我在读这个犹大书的过程当中，我会停下来做一些解释说明。
So Jude is a small little book. It's only 25 verses, and I thought I would just kind of give us a summary to begin our time here this evening.
那犹大书是一卷比较短的书，只有25节那么长。那我们在开始的时候，我们会有一个总结。
Jude was more than likely a brother of Jesus, and the letter that he wrote that we're going to be looking at here tonight is one of the most severe and harshest letters in all of the New Testament.
那这个书的作者犹大很有可能是主耶稣他的兄弟。那写的这卷犹大书的话，也是新约当中用词最为严厉的一卷书。
And basically, what was taking place here at the time of the writing was that false teachers, false prophets, or people who were making professions, had infiltrated the churches of the early believers.
那这卷书的背景是在当时那个时代，当时的假师傅或者假先知，他们已经渗透到早期的教会当中。
And when Jude heard of this, he was fired up and upset and perhaps even a little bit angry about what was taking place.
那当犹大他听到这样的消息的时候，他心里可能会有一些沮丧，但是也非常的肯定会有一丝的气愤。
And so he was compelled to write this letter to them, which was a warning and an encouragement to the believers so that they would contend for their faith.
所以他有一颗迫切的心要写这封信给当时的教会，作为一封警告的信，也可以说是一封信鼓励当时的 信徒为真道而争辩的心。
So let's start reading through the book of Jude here tonight, and we'll just kind of see some things that might jump out at us.
好的，所以我们大家一起来读犹大书，我们看看有些什么样的信息我们可以领受。
Beginning in verse 1.
好，我们从第一节开始。
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
Mercy, peace and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, he writes in verse 3. Although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation that we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
第二节这样说道，第二，愿怜悯平安慈爱多多的加给你们。亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
So let's stop right here in the first three verses, and let me ask you a couple of questions here tonight.
好，那我们在这里稍微停一下，在前面三节我们停一下，我来问大家几个问题。
The first question is this: Why is contending for the faith so necessary in our lives as believers?
好，我们作为信徒来说，为什么为真道争辩是我们一生当中如此重要的事情？
If we were to read through all of the verses, we would find that in verses 1 through 19, Jude explains here for us or implies for us why we should struggle or why we should contend or fight to preserve the doctrine that we have.
如果我们没有完整，如果我们从第一节读到第十九节的话，我们就可以看到犹大在这卷书里面，他一直要告诉我们为什么我们必须要为着真道来竭力的争辩。
And he tells us here in these verses, of why contending for the faith is necessary.
他告诉我们说，为什么为真道而竭力的争辩是如此的必要。
First, he tells us that contending for our faith is necessary because our faith tells about our full salvation.
那我想第一个原因就是因为我们的真道是关于有关我们整个的救恩。
What he's saying is our faith tells about our salvation now and in the future as well.
因为他告诉我们的救恩是不但是我们的从现今一直讲到将来。
He's telling us that it's important for us to contend for the faith because this salvation experience, if you are a believer here tonight, this salvation experience goes all the way from our rebellion to our redemption in Christ.
我们之所以要为真道来竭力的争辩，是因为我们的救恩不但是讲述了我们的过去的悖逆，也讲到了我们现在的我们得到的救赎。
Our faith tells of our full salvation, and our faith, he says here in these 19 verses, our faith is complete.
因为我们的真道是关于我们整个的救恩，而且我们的救恩也是全备的救恩。
He tells us in verse 3 here that our faith was given to us once and for all.
那在第三节里面他提到说，我给我们的这个真道是一次交付圣徒的。
Everything that we need. This is difficult to comprehend sometimes, but what he's saying here is everything about our faith that we need in order to contend for our faith has already been given to us.
这就告诉我们说，我们所需要的我们的真道都是一次就已经全部的交付给了我们。
And then perhaps another reason why it's important for us as believers to contend for our faith is because our faith will be challenged by the opposition of false teachers.
那我想另外一个原因，为什么要为我们的真道而竭力争辩，是因为我们的真道会受到假师傅、假先知他们的反对和挑战。
And the reality for all of us, whether we're here tonight or around the world, is this, that we need to know how to deal with it when the opposition comes our way.
那事实是，我们不论在这个地方，还在世界的任何的别的地方，我们作为信徒，我们必须要知道我们该如何去对付、应对这样的挑战、这样的 反对。
Now, if contending for our faith is important, and we can find out through this passage, these verses, why contending for our faith is important, let me ask the second question here out of these first three verses.
如果从这节经文当中，我们能够明白为什么为真道而竭力的争辩是必要的，那我来要问大家第二个问题。
If the contending for our faith is necessary, how do we contend then for our faith?
如果竭力的为真道去争辩是必要的、必须的，那我们该如何去做呢？
Well, let's jump over to verses 20 through 25, if you would.
让我们一起跳到第20到25节来看一看。
Okay, and we're going to find out about how we are to contend for our faith. It's very practical, right out of the book of Jude here.
好，我们可以从这节经文当中看到我们如何为真道而争辩。
Well, the first way that we can contend for our faith is found in verses 20 through 21, and this is what it says.
那我们一开始我们先看一下我们为真道而争辩的第一个原则，我们在20到21节经文当中。
But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
20-21节这样说到，亲爱的弟兄们，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
What Jude is telling us here is this, that the very first place of beginning for you and I to contend for our faith is that we need to first look inward.
所以这段经文告诉我们，就是如果我们要为主的真道而竭力的争辩的话，我们第一首先要做的就是要来观看我们的内心。
We have to take care of ourselves spiritually first.
我们必须关注我们自己属灵的生命的状况。
And he tells us that we need to make sure that we are building ourselves up in God's word.
他也告诉我们，我们在神的话语上，我们要造就我们自己。
He tells us that we need to build ourselves up and to take care of ourselves spiritually by prayer in the Spirit.
他也告诉我们说，我们要关注我们属灵的状况、生命，借着圣灵来祷告。
He tells us that we need to keep ourselves in God's love.
也告诉我们说，我们常常要住在主的爱中。
And then he tells us that by keeping hope alive, by waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us into eternal life.
也告诉我们要保守自己在主的爱中，仰望我们主的怜悯，直到永生。
Friends, this is very important for us. If you're a believer here tonight, and we're looking at this idea of contending for our faith, we have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves spiritually first.
弟兄们，这个弟兄姐妹，对我们来说是非常重要的一点。如果我们要能够为真道来竭力的征战的话，争辩的话，我们首先要做的就是来观看我们的内心。
So not only does he give us a very practical way of how to do that by looking inward. Secondly, he says, wait a minute, you need to make sure that you're looking outward.
他不但告诉我们说我们要往里面看，他也告诉我们要向外看。
Let's read verses 22 and 23.
我们一起来读一读第22节和23节。
He writes, be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh.
有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
So Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, as we started out tonight, tells us that we have to be very aware of false teachers and false prophets.
在我们今天正道刚开始先读的马太福音的第七章，主耶稣警告我们说，我们要对假师傅和假先知抱一个警惕的心。
And within that, as believers, we have certain responsibilities to those who are falling away because of the wrong teachings of these people that have infiltrated the early church here and still do it to this day in various churches.
而且对我们信徒来说，我们要对那些因假师父或者假先知的教导而跌倒的人，我们要有对他们要负部分的责任。
And we might ask the question, well, who are we supposed to take care of? Who is our responsibility to look after if there's some wrong teaching that's taking place?
啊，也许你会要问说，如果有些错误的教导存在的话，我们要对你让一些人，我们要有负责任的心呢？
And we can see it right here in these two verses where Jude describes the people that you and I, if you're a believer here tonight, you and I have this responsibility to look after people, and he lays them right out here in Scripture for us.
啊，所以在刚刚我们读的这两节经文当中，我们看到犹大告诉我们，我们有几种人，我们是必须要对他们有所看顾。
First, we need to make sure that we're looking out after the doubters.
啊，那首先我们要看顾的就是那些存疑问心的人。
These are the people who are asking questions.
啊，他们也是一些来问很多问题的人。
They might be kind of at odds with themselves when it comes to thoughts and questions about the spiritual life.
啊，也许他们的内心有很多的挣扎，有很多关于属灵的生命的这样的一些疑问。
And oftentimes, people who doubt very well might be somewhere in the middle of believing two or more opinions about faith.
啊，也许他们心中多有挣扎，也许正在信仰那些不同的意见当中左右的摇摆。
And we have the responsibility as believers to look after those people who are doubting and to bring them back into the fold, into the body of Christ.Where truth is spoken.
啊，我们作为信徒，我们对他们真的是有这样的一份责任。我们要能够把他们救出来，把他带回到神的家中。
Then he tells us here in these two verses that we're not only to look after the doubters, but we're to look after those who dabble, the dabblers.
啊，我想我们不但要对那些我们对存疑心的人，我们要有这样的看顾。我们对一些好像玩火之人，我们也是要这样的。
These are the people who used to be doubters, but now they've gone further in their doubting, they've gone further in their questioning, and now the dabblers are the ones who are actually playing with fire.
啊，也许他们可能本来也是一些存疑心的人，但他们已经超过了那一步，他们有很多的问题，他们慢慢的已经变成了好像玩火的人一样。
They're the ones that are if not fully in, they're beginning to engage in the thinking and the lifestyle of the false teachers.
啊，也许他们还没有完全进入那样的状态，但是他们和假师傅一样，他们已经慢慢的开始有假师傅一样的一些想法或他们一些生活的方式。
And Jude tells us here that without being offensive, without being insensitive, you and I, again, as believers, are instructed to save them or to snatch them out of the fire of false teaching.
啊，犹大告诉我们说，我们其实还是要有一个怜悯的心，我们要把他们从火中给拯救出来。
I never really know what to do when I'm at a local bookstore and I see people looking at all the New Age books.
啊，我有时候在书店里面看到很多人看一些新时代方面的书。
Because the New Age books, and there are many, are false teachings.
啊，你要知道那些所以关于新时代的那些书，可能有很多的一些错误的教导。
And it's not the truth of Christ. And as a Christian, what am I to do when they're dabbling in that?
啊，有时候我也不知道怎么去做。我看到那些很多人去读那些不是符合我们基督徒的教导的一些书。
And it's a challenge for us. But Jude is saying, wait a minute.If you're a believer, you've got to reel in the doubters. You've got to snatch the dabblers out of the fire of false teaching.
犹大告诉我们说，如果我们是信徒的话，我们要对那些存疑心的人，我们要怜悯他们；对那些玩火的人的话，我们要把他们从火中抢救出来。
And then third, he tells us that we are to look after those who are deceived.
啊，第三，他也告诉我们说，我们要看顾那些被欺骗的、被假教训所欺骗的。
So we have the doubters, we have the people that are just kind of questioning and just kind of wondering about truth. And in our example, as believers in Christ, they're wondering about Jesus. And then we have the dabblers who are they've kind of gone in. And then we have this group of people who have been deceived.
所以我们前面讲到了有存疑心的人，他们内心中都有挣扎，都有疑问。我们也提到了有那些玩火之人。
And these are the people who are fully involved in false doctrines.
最后我们讲的这一组人的话，他们因为被欺骗，他们就完全的完全的和那些假师傅的错误的教导完全的联系在一起。
In this group of people, there might even be leaders who are well respected and teachers who people flock to listen to.
那这些人当中可能也会有些教会的领袖，也会有一些老师。
And we need to make sure that we are full of mercy and full of truth as we address those who are deceived.
当我们在对待这些被欺骗人的时候，我们要确定我们要心存怜悯，并且我们要能够持守我们的真道。
And the reason for that is because you and I have to make sure that we don't get sucked into what they too believe.
因为非常重要的是，我们要能够确定我们自己不可以陷于和他们同样的错误当中。
All right, so we're talking about contending for the faith, and Jude is saying, hey, listen, if you're going to contend for the faith, you need to look inward, you need to look outward, and number three, we need to look upward.
所以我们这里讲到了，我们要为真道来竭力的争辩的话，我们第一要看我们的内心，第二我们也要向外看，第三我们要向上仰望。
Let's read verses 24 and 25, and we'll see how in contending for our faith,We need to look upward.
好，我们来一起来读一下第24节和25节，好让我们明白为什么我们为主道竭力争辩的时候，我们要向上仰望。
It says, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵。欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神。
To the only God, he writes. So he's wrapping up this brief letter, right? And he's giving glory and honor to God. And he says, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
在要结束这卷很短的书信之前，犹大把荣耀归给神，他这样说道，愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永永远远。
And Jude's whole point here is this, it's that we have to keep our eyes fixed on the great future that God has promised to us. Why?Because he is able.
我想这个地方犹大要告诉我们的是，我们一定要把我们的眼睛完全的盯紧在神他所应许我们的未来上。
He's able to keep us falling, is what Jude is saying, into the traps of false teaching and false profession.
我之所以要能够盯紧在神的应许上，因为神他是全能的神，他有能力避免我们陷入到这假师傅假先知的这些错误的教训当中。
All right, so let's flip back. We're going to keep on reading here. We've talked about contending for the faith. Let's jump in at verse 4 and we'll keep on trucking along here tonight.
好，那我们现在慢慢的我们又回到我们前面的第四节，我们继续来探讨一下我们该如何为主的真道而竭力的争辩。
So verse 4, okay? For certain men whose condemnation was written about long agohave secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
第四节这样说道，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。我们他们并且不认独并且不认独一的主宰，我们主耶稣基督。
Now, friends, there's a lot of stuff right here in one verse tonight, and there are three parts in this verse that I think we should pay attention to.
弟兄姐妹们，在这一节的经文当中有很多的信息，我想其中有三点我们要特别的注意。
So the first part that I think we want to pick out from verse 4 is this. Jude tells the believers, he tells the early church believers that there are men, there are false teachers who have, he quote, secretly slipped in among you.
我想第一，犹大他想告诉当时早期的信徒的话，第一点就是。 要告诉他们有很多的假师傅，他们偷着进来。
And when we read this verse, we might just kind of ask the question, well, how in the world did anybody just kind of secretly slip in among this group of early Christians?
也许在我们在读的时候，我们第一个问题，我们想说，在当时的这个早期的教会。 怎么可能会有人能够偷着进来进入这些早期的信徒当中?
How in the world does anyone just kind of secretly slip in to a group of people anywhere?
你会不会觉得有些奇怪? 怎么可能有人能够偷偷的潜入到一群的人当中呢?
And I think there are a couple of ways. Let me just offer two to you tonight.
我想其实可能有一两种办法都会发，这样的事情会发生。
I think one way that someone can secretly slip in among a group of people is that they present themselves as someone who is just like the rest of the group.
我想他们第一个他们能够偷偷进来的办法就是他们把自己装扮成为像其他的人一样。
They talk like the group.
他们像其他的人那样说。
They walk like the group.
他们像这一群人那样，其他那些人那样行。
They dress like the group.
他们穿着同样的衣服。
They make friends with other group members.
他和其他的人做交朋友。
And they disguise themselves just as another sheep.
他把自己伪装成像其他的人那样，或者像其他的羊一样。
But what did Jesus say about these type of sheep?
但是主耶稣他是怎么样来？
Again, in our text out of Matthew chapter 7 here tonight, Jesus said that you and I as believers are to watch out for they will come to us in sheep's clothing.
在我们今天刚刚读的马太福音第七章，主耶稣也警告我们说，这些人他们来外表是羊。
But inwardly, they are ferocious wolves.
但是他们内心却是凶恶的狼。
And friends, here's the idea for us tonight. We have to understand that Satan is deceptive.
弟兄姐妹，我们想，我们一定要能够明白，撒旦是诡诈的。He
is the great deceiver, and he will find a way to slip in among us in order to destroy us.
他是极具欺骗性的，他会想方设法的让他混入到我们的中间，让他毁灭我们。
Paul says it like this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 7.
保罗在加拉太书第五章第七节这样说道。
He says this, and you can just hear him saying this with passion to the believers in the Galatian church.
你可以想象到当时保罗是用这样的激情对加拉太教会的人这样说道。
He says, you were running such a great race, but who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth.
他说，你们向来跑得好，有谁阻拦你们，拦阻你们，叫你们不服从真理呢？
It was false teachers. It was those who were slipping in among them secretly and deceiving them.
是那些偷偷进入他们当中的那些假教师的教训。
How in the world does anybody just secretly slip in among a group of people?
你可能会想，这些怎么有可能有人可以偷偷的潜入到一群人的当中呢？
They present themselves as someone who's just like the rest of the group, and then guess what? Another way that someone can secretly slip in among us is by having help from the inside.
我想第一件我们刚才讨论的，他们可以把自己装扮成其他人的样子。 那另外一个方面，就他们也许可以得到从里面来的帮助。Someone
who is already a part of the group brings in these false teachers and helps them to lead others astray.
啊，因为也许有些人他们已经是人群当中的一部分，他们将这假先知带进来，要将人迷惑，使人走偏。
Paul warns the church in Ephesus in his farewell address to the Ephesian elders by saying this in Acts chapter 20, verse 29.
啊，在《使徒行传》中，保罗对以弗所的教会的那些长老在临别的时候有这样的一段话。
He says this, I know that after I am gone, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock.
说到我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Acts 20 verse 30, he continues to say this. He says, even from among your own group, he writes. He says, even from among your own group, men will arise teaching perversions of the truth.
他在第三十节接着说到，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话。
And he tells us here in Acts chapter 20 why people will do this, and he continues to write here or to say, and he says they will do this in order to draw disciples away after themselves.
他继续在接下来的经文告诉我们为什么会有这样的人要行这样的事，因为他们要引诱门徒来跟从他们。
We have to be careful, friends, of those who slip in among us and begin teaching false doctrines.
弟兄姐妹们，我们真的是要有一颗警惕的心，要对那些混入到我们当中的假师傅的错误的教导有一颗警惕的心。
Well, the second part of verse 4 that we should pay attention to is where Jude speaks of these men as godless men.
那我们想第二个我们要能讨论的就是在这节经文当中犹大讲述了那些不前进的人，不虔诚的人。
Let me just run down through his description of these false teachers, and perhaps I'll just kind of do this in a rapid fire type way tonight, but if you want to follow along, it's in verses 8 through 16 out of this book of Jude.
好，我们可以用一些很快速的，我们来探讨一下犹大自己讲的所谓的一些假师傅，他们有些怎样的一些特性。
Okay, so Jude describes godless men in this way, beginning actually in verse 4, then we'll jump to 8. He says, godless men are those who deny Jesus as our only sovereign and Lord.
他讲到这些不虔诚的这些假师傅，他们第一，他们不认主耶稣基督为我们唯一的主宰。
We jump to verse 8 and following, and he says that godless men are men who are dreamers.
那在我们到第八节，我们看到这些不虔诚的人、不前进的人，他们都是些做梦的人。
And perhaps it's important for us to note here that the Greek word for dream implies that the teachings of these false teachers are simply part of their made-up, imaginary, fantasy land type dreams.
这里我们要知道，我们在希腊文中我们用的这个做梦这个词，也就表示说当时的这假师傅他们所的错误的一些教导都是他们自己编造出来的谎言。
When you and I have dreams while we're sleeping, rarely do they make any sense, correct?
我想在我们在睡觉的时候，我们所做的一些梦可能大部分的时候都没有任何的意义道理。
And the same is true for the teachings of these false teachers.
那这些假师傅他们所说的错误的教导是同样的道理。
False teachers often claim that their dreams are of divine origin and are therefore authoritative.
也许这些假师傅他们经常会说他们的教导是有神圣的一些源头，所以是有权威的。
And what happens is this, when the false teachers would claim authority, what they were doing was that they were substituting their own counterfeit authority for God's authority.
我想在那些假师傅他们说他们的话有权威的时候，他们要做的无非是想将他们自己的假权威去取代神唯一真实的权威。
And as believers, we know that God's authority is the only true authority that we have.
我想我们作为我们信徒，我们知道神的权威是唯一真实的权威。
The false teachers, the hearers then, are often sucked in to believe what the false teachers are saying because they're claiming divine authority.
我想这些假师傅他们这些听众常常被假师傅的这些话语所迷惑。
If we were to look in the Old Testament, we would find that the term dreamer was synonymous with a false teacher.
如果我们大家来读旧约的话，我们就会知道这里讲的做梦的人这句话这个词其实和假师傅是一个同义词。
And we can find this in an example out of Deuteronomy chapter 13 verses 1 through 5, where Moses was issuing a warning about this.
好，我们可以在生命记的第13章1到5节，我们可以看到摩西也对以色列人有这样的警告。
Listen to these words that Moses speaks in Deuteronomy 13.
摩西有这样说。
If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder that he tells you comes to pass. I'll stop right there and we'll keep on reading.
在第生命记的13章1节这样说道，你们中间若有先知或是做梦的起来，向你显个神迹奇事，对你说我们去随从你素来所不认识的别神侍奉他吧。
If it comes to pass, and if he says, let us go after other gods, small g here, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams.
好，再说到，去随从你所素来不认识的别神侍奉他吧。他所显的神迹奇事虽有应验，你们也不可听那先知或是那做梦之人的话。
And he tells us here at the end of verse 3, he says, For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul.
在第三节后半段这样说到，因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神不是。
So we understand what the warning from Moses is here. He's saying, hey, listen, if some dreamers come to you, if some false teachers, if some false prophets come to you, and they say essentially, hey, listen, come follow me. Don't follow them because it's a test from the one true God for us.
所以摩西在这要说的是，如果你们中间有假先知或者做梦的人告诉你说，来跟从我吧。你所要做的就是不去跟随他们，因为这是主耶稣，是耶和华的神要试炼你们的。
And he says in verse 4, he says, You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice and you shall serve him and hold fast to him.
第四节这样说到，你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，专靠他。
And the prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall then be put to death because he has taught rebellion against the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of slavery.
那先知或是那做梦的，既用言语叛逆那领你们出埃及地救赎你脱离为奴之家的耶和华你的神，要勾引你离开耶和华你神所吩咐你行的道。
And Moses wraps up this warning here regarding false teachers and false prophets, and he says, listen, make sure that you are purged from all evil that is in your midst.
摩西在这里继续说到，说你便要将他致死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
Now let me just do a little aside here tonight because I think as we're talking about these false teachings, I think this next couple of thoughts really fits in perfectly.
在这里我想给大家举这样几个例子，我们在讨论假师傅的假教训的时候，我们有这样的一些例子跟大家的分享。
When false teachers exercise their false authority, it presents dangers in the life of the church.
我想当这些假师傅他们行使他们假的权柄的时候，会给教会带来很大的危机。
And this is my opinion based on years of experience in the life of the church, I usually don't just share my opinion, but I felt like it would be appropriate for us here tonight.
啊，这是我要给大家来分享的是我自己这么多属灵生这么多年的属灵生命的一些个人的意见。
And there are some common dangers that take place in the life of the church, and I picked out four that I see as a pastor that are the most common dangers when it comes to this idea of false teaching.
啊，在我们讨论到关于一些假师傅的错误的教导的时候，我们教会有遇到很多的各样的一些威胁，其中我这里挑出了有四样这样的威胁。
The first danger in some of the false teachings that come through the church is the idea of prosperity theology.
啊，我想第一个我们教会会遇到的这样的危险的话，错误的教导就是成功的神学。
The Bible clearly tells us that as believers we will prosper.
啊，圣经没有教导
What's that? Oh, the Bible clearly tells us that as believers we will prosper.
啊，圣经教导我们说，我们作为信徒，我们会有一个美好的生命。
But this idea of prosperity theology says that we need to focus on prosperity, and we need to, in order to get, we need to give.
啊，那这个成功的神学，他所关注的是我们得到这个生命美好的一个生命这一个完全至关注的一个部分。
And so when we have churches that are built around this idea of prosperity theology.They are failing to communicate the full gospel message.
啊，所以如果我们的教会是建立在成功神学之上的话，那我们就没有能够完全抓住神的救恩的全部。
And here's our proof of that.
啊，我这里有一个这样的证明。
Jesus was homeless.
啊，我们知道耶稣他是无家的可归的。
And he instructed us as Christians to give everything away.
啊，他也教导我们说，我们要把我们一切都奉献出去。
And so we have to be very careful.That even though we might talk about prosperity at times, we cannot base our theology on prosperity.
啊，我想我们要非常的小心。也许我们会讨论我们一些成功，会讨论一个美好的生活，但是我们的教会不能建立在成功的神学之上。
Here's another false teaching that I see, not as often, but too often. It's this idea of pluralistic thinking.
啊，那另外一个我发现我们能够遇到的一个这样的错误的教导，就是一些。好像是一个多元的思维的这样的一种思维方式。
It's the idea that we all serve the same God.
啊，这样的有这样的一个思维的方式的时候，就我们都认为我们好像同样的都侍奉同样一个神。
Friends, we don't all serve the same God.
啊，但是我们要知道，我们一些不同的一些人，我们可能侍奉的并不是同一个神。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12 is one of many verses in Scripture that speak to us about this idea here.
啊，我们在啊。使徒行传的第四章十二节有这样的说
Acts 4:12 says salvation is found in no one else for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved and we're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth
啊，这是说的是除他以外别无拯救因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。这里的别的名就是拿撒勒人啊，耶稣。
And what happens in so many local churches is that we just in order to build our attendance on Sunday mornings, we kind of give this notion that hey listen, no matter what you believe, come on in, it's okay. But then we never educate people about the one truth of Jesus Christ.
啊，也许我们在信息的时候，我们可能有时候会欢迎不同的背景的、不同的信仰的一些人到教会里面，但是我们也需要注意，我们不能不把神的真理、真正道传给他们。
Just read an article, probably two or three months ago, about a large church like 9,000 people in LA.
啊，前阵我读到一个这样的一个文章，关于在洛杉矶的一个有9000多信徒的一个大的教会。
And their entire doctrine, their entire philosophy of how they run their church.Is that it doesn't matter what you believe, come on in. We all serve the same God. So if you're a Buddhist, if you're Muslim, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, if you don't believe anything, come. And we just want you to be here. And that is absolutely the idea of pluralistic thinking that's a danger in the life of the church.
啊，我想那个教会，那个教会我读到的文章都告诉我的，那个教会他们的建立在这样的一个信条之上，就是不论你是什么样的信仰，不论你是基督徒还是回教徒，不论你是什么样的信仰，你都欢迎来，欢迎到教会当中来。这是一个非常危险的一个多元思维的这样一个方式。
So here's another danger that I've seen, and I'll try to wrap it up, you know, quickly on this idea, but it's the power of positive thinking.
啊，那另外一个错误的这样一个思教导就是，我们只关注于啊正面思考的这个能力。
Now listen, there is certainly room in Scripture for us to think positively and to have a good mental attitude.
啊，我想在经文当中，我们真的是可以发现有这样的经文或这样的空间。可以让我们保持一个正面的、积极的一个态度。
But the danger that we want to be aware of with this idea is that we need to make sure that we don't boil the gospel message down to just simply thinking positive about everything, because it's a whole lot more than that.
但是危险在于我们不能将福音轻看成凡事，只是保持一个积极的态度而已。
Then the fourth danger that I see.When it comes to some false teachings in scripture or in churches, is the idea of promiscuous living.
啊，那第四个我们看到的一些危险的一些教导，就是那些一个放纵情欲的生活。
So if we were to study the false teachers, we would find that the false teachers typically give in to the natural and the evil desires of the flesh.And they're going to teach others to do exactly the same.
当我们来研究那些假师傅的时候，我们发现他们很多时候他们放纵肉体的情欲，他们也教导别人可以如此行。
And so when I speak about promiscuous living, I'm talking about not only just the idea of sleeping around with whoever, whenever, but I'm also talking about the other areas of loose living of the sexual nature.
我想当我们在讨论放纵情欲的生活的这个方面的时候，我讲的不单单只是好像有一个随意的一个性的关系，我们也包括一些和性有关的一些凡事和性有关的一些不洁净的生活方式。
For example, dabbling in pornography, the soft core porn, the hardcore porn.
例如可能是沉迷于一些色情的内容当中。
Or the idea of flirting and flaunting with heavy.Sexual undertones.
或者用一些不适当的言语和人有这样的调情的关系。
Promiscuous living would include engaging in sexual activities outside of the God-ordained marriage relationship.
也可能包括有婚姻以外的一些性的行为。
And the reason we have to address this as a danger in the life of the church is because promiscuous living is a deceptive.Trap of Satan.
这个之所以是一个对教会来说是一个很危险的事情，因为放纵情欲的生活是撒旦的一个网络。
And we can't give in to this danger, nor can we give in to the other three dangers that I've shared here tonight.
我们不能被这几个危险所打倒。
Okay, so that's just what I see in the life of the church, in teachings again.Your experience might be different, but that's been from my experience over the last 17 years in ministry that there are some clear dangers in the life of the church when it comes to false teaching.
这是我根据我在过去17年当中在牧会当中所看到的教会生活当中最大的几个危险力。
So Jude in this passage, we'll pick back up. Jude is sharing in these verses 8 through 16 about these godless men. And so let me just kind of run down the list.Of how he describes godless men.
在接下来的这个第八节到第十六节当中，犹大继续的提到那些不虔敬的人。
Godless men pollute their own bodies.
这些不虔敬的人，他们玷污他们的身体。
They take pleasure in corrupt passions and appetites.
他们享受那些放纵的事情。
Godless men reject authority.
这些不虔敬的人，他们也轻慢主治。
They regard all of the government and the state and the church and the family as an evil.
他把一切的所有的权威都看作是邪恶的。
They are advocates for unbridled freedom of all types.
他们鼓吹的是一些无节制的一些自由。
They are well, I had a typo and I don't know what I mean there, but they are declaimers, if you will, is what I wrote there, on liberty and on the evils of oppression. They are defenders of what they regard as the rights of an injured person. And yet they secretly themselves lust for the exercise of the very power which they would deny to other people.
他们在另外一方面又垂涎那些特权，垂涎他们不允许有别人有所有的那些特权。
Godless men slander celestial beings.
他们这些人，他们也诽谤那些诽谤那些在尊位的。
They speak abusively against whatever they do not understand.
他们诽谤那些他们不明白的。
And the things that they do understand, they often want to destroy.
他们也破坏那些他们其实明白的。
Godless men are described here as blemishes. They're selfish.
这些不虔敬的人，他们有瑕疵，他们是自私的。
They're dark clouds without rain.
他们像是那些没有雨的黑云彩。
I told you it was a severe book in the Bible, didn't I?
我告诉大家，我前面提醒大家，这是犹大是用书是新约当中用词最犀利的一卷书。
I mean, it's tough.
是非常严肃的一卷书。
Godless men are those who are blown along wherever the wind takes them.
这些不虔敬的人，他们却被风来飘荡。
They are trees without fruit.
他们像是不结果子的树。
They are grumblers and fault finders.
他们是那些抱怨，喜欢抱怨挑刺的人。
They follow their own evil desires.
他们是顺从自己私欲的人。
They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage.
他们是那些吹捧自己，吹捧他人，为了自身利益的人。
Godless men are manipulative.
他们喜欢操控他人。
They're scoffers and dividers.
他们喜欢讥笑他人，喜欢使人分裂。
And they do not have the Holy Spirit.
而且他们没有圣灵的内住。
I don't think we have time to read this tonight, but I strongly want to encourage you to read 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, and this will really speak more in depth as to who the false teachers, these godless men, truly are.
我们今天晚上没有时间来读，但是我鼓励大家，我们来读一下彼得后书的第二章。这段经文可以告诉大家，假师傅、假教师，他们会是什么样的人。
It's rough, isn't it? It's a tough book of the Bible.
这真是非常严肃、非常重要的一卷书。
But I think there's a third part and a final part that I want us to look at tonight, and it's where Jude uses the phrase, these are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality.
最后一个部分我想给大家分享的是关于经文中有提到的，将我们神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会。
And what Jude is saying here is that these false teachers, these false prophets, these godless men are practicing and teaching cheap grace.
我想犹大在这里所说的，也就是那些假师傅、假先知或者不虔敬的人，他们所传扬的是廉价的救恩典。
And basically,this idea of cheap grace is knowing that what we have done or are presently doing is sin, but because we know God will forgive us, we keep on doing what we know is wrong.
我想廉价的恩典、廉价的救恩就是告诉我们说，这些人他们知道他们所做的是罪，但是因为他们知道神会赦免他们的罪，所以他们继续沉迷在罪当中。
And Paul speaks about this in Romans chapter 6 and really 7 and chapter 8 as well. But he says here in chapter 6 verses 1 through 2, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace might increase? By no means, he says.
那保罗在罗马书的第六章，其实在第七、第八章也有这样的说法。在第六章的第一二节他这样说，他说这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。
And he writes here, he says, we are those people, we are the believers who have already died to sin, and how can we live in sin any longer when we've experienced God's grace.
Yeah, 他说我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book titled The Cost of Discipleship, says this about cheap grace.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer 在他写了一本成为成为使徒的代价的这本书里面，他这样说道。
He says, cheap grace is the deadly enemy of our church.
他说到廉价的恩典是我们教会的一个致命的敌人。
He writes, we are fighting today for costly grace.
他说我们要为宝贵的恩典来征战。
Cheap grace means grace sold on the market like cheap Jack's wares.
我们讲到这个廉价的救恩，廉价的恩典，就好像是在旧货店里所卖出的东西一样。
The sacraments, the forgiveness of sin, and the consolations of religion are thrown away at cut rate prices.
就仿佛是圣礼，或者是说罪的赦免，或者是我们信仰给我们的安慰，都被廉价的抛售。
Grace is represented as the church's inexhaustible treasury.
恩典常常被我们看作是好像一个不限量的礼物，被随意的给出去。
And it's the treasury, he writes, from which the church is to shower blessings with generous hands without asking questions or fixing limits.
这样的不限量的礼物常常被大方的给出去，任何的问题都不问。
Grace without price. Grace without cost.
这样的恩，在他们廉价的救恩看来，恩典仿佛是没有价值的恩典。
He writes, the essence of grace, we suppose, is that the account has been paid in advance, and because it has been paid, everything can be had for nothing.
他继续说到，其实恩典的本质在于恩典是与一切都已经付清了，所以我们可以白白的得到。
Cheap grace means grace as a doctrine, a principle or a system.
廉价的恩典的这样的一个定义，他们认为恩典就好像是一个教义，一个原则而已。
It means forgiveness of sins proclaimed as a general truth.
他们看来对罪的赦免好像是一个一般性的一个真理。
It's an intellectual assent to that idea which is held to be itself sufficient to secure the remissions of our sins.
所以我们只要我们的理性上能够认同的话，我们就可以使人的罪得赦免。
Cheap grace is the grace that we bestow upon ourselves.
廉价的恩典好像是我们自己给我们自己的恩典。
Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance.
廉价的恩典就是当我们好像在传递福音的时候，我们却不需要人的悔改。
Cheap grace is baptism without church discipline or communion without confession.
廉价的恩典就好像是让我们在主餐的时候，我们不需要省察我们自己的罪。
Cheap grace is grace without discipleship. It's grace without the cross. It's grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate with us.
廉价的恩典就好像是我们一个恩典，但是我们不需要一个门徒的训练。好像一个恩典，我们不需要十字架；好像一个恩典，不需要主耶稣基督。
Let me wrap this up for us here tonight.
让我来很快的结束我们今天的正道。
The messages that I'll share in this series last month and tonight in the coming few months is they're really designed to be around the topic of what it means to truly be a follower of Christ.
我想我们在上个月。和今天和将来我们要讨论的要争道的主题都是关于我们要如何成为主的跟随者主的门徒。
And in the context of this message on false teachers, I want to encourage us to be aware of those who are teaching things that are contrary to Scripture.
好了，我们今天讨论的是关于假师傅的这样的信息。我想鼓励大家，我们要非常的小心，当我们听到与我们的圣经所违背的教训。
And who will ultimately bring danger to the church.
这样的人他们会把危险极大的危险带到教会。
And the best way that we can battle against this is to do exactly what Jude tells us in these verses And it's the idea of contending for our faith.
然后我想我们要和这些征战的话，我们要做的就是正如犹大在他的犹大书中所写的那样，我们要竭力的为主的真道争辩。
Contend for our faith is where we need to live. Let me pray for us tonight.
为主的真道而争辩，就是我们的生命，我们要生活的状态。
Lord, we need to live in this realm of contending for our faith.
我们一起祷告，主，我们真的是我们的生命要能像经文中所说的那样，我们要为主的真道来争辩。
God, help us to look inward, outward, and upward.
主，你帮助我们看我们的内心，看我们的外在，看我们，让我们向上来仰望。
I pray that you'd give us wisdom and discernment to know and to recognize false teachings in the life of the church.
主，我们真的是恳求你给我们智慧，我们可以在教会的生活当中，我们能够分辨什么是假的师傅的教训。
And Lord, I pray that you'd protect every single one of us here in this room tonight from false teaching.
主，我们恳求你能够保护我们不受那些假教师的教训的侵扰。
Help us, Lord, not to get trapped or sucked into the trap of deception.
主，真的是保守我们不陷入那些欺诈当中，不陷入那些假的错误的教训当中。
And God, really, we can use this message tonight as an encouragement to us.
主，我们真的是可以用我们今天晚上的信息成为我们大家的激励鼓励。
Jude was pretty harsh and severe in what he was saying.
犹大在他的书信当中用的词语非常的严厉。
But Lord, we can use this tonight to encourage our faith and to strengthen our faith and to help us encourage and strengthen other people's faith as well.
主，但是我们可以用这样的话语，我们可以鼓励我们自己，也鼓励我们周遭的弟兄姐妹，我们有一个走在主的真道当中。
And Lord, with that tonight, we thank you.
主，我们为此我们献上我们的感谢。
And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.